Hi, this is Eva Cox with another segment on how we create a more civil society, or truly civil society if we're really ambitious. Last time I talked quite a bit about sort of some of the conceptual views about what was society and what did we want to do with the society and what has happened to the whole social areas which had fallen out of the policy directions that most of the major parties were undertaking. I couldn't find the word social anywhere. There was stuff about helping individuals, but there wasn't the sense that there were policies there that recognised that society actually is the entire contributions of the paid and the unpaid and the various other things. And it's not just about making sure that people have higher wages or better working conditions, which seems to be very high on the agenda of both the major political parties. And there are a lot of people that don't have jobs. But I did want to talk particularly about the ideas that actually came out during this week with some ALP members fighting about some data that had come out on voting patterns, where it was clear that they had lost votes in some of their very traditional areas, amongst more conservative, in this case mainly non-English-speaking background people, who were looking at issues like the gay marriage and various other things and thinking, what is the ALP doing for us? And turning away in disgust and voting for minor parties like One Nation, which is all a bit scary. And the assumption behind some of the more conservative parts of the Labour Party that one heard on air saying is, oh, you know, we're going to have to give up all of these progressive ideas and, you know, we have to go back to our roots and make sure that we're actually there for the working, poor working man who's there sort of waiting for us to sort of provide leadership in terms of the rather old-fashioned idea that the only thing that counts is paid work, which I've got other arguments against. But I thought, really, what they should be doing is thinking about what's missing from the political agendas. So I have some suggestions here for those Labour Party people that are preparing reports or trying to think through where they're going. How about putting society back on the political agenda? How about running some policies on areas that haven't even been mentioned? I mean, they barely mentioned welfare payments, and I won't go into that now, but there was a little bit about maybe we'll raise New Start, but really it wasn't something which dealt with issues like the cashless debit card and various other things. So, you know, a really good set of reforms about what sort of payments we need in a changing world possibly would attract quite a lot of the people that have been disgusted with Labour's lack of them. But more importantly, I think we need to get back to the idea of community, of society, and the things I'd like to put up there is something which again doesn't get mentioned, but it really needs to be. And that's community services. There's something that we all depend on. There's something that we used to get accept as being part of the role of local government, state government, and NGOs. There were lots of services. There were childcare services that were community-based, that actually had people from the local area on their boards that were not run for profit. Now 80% of childcare places are actually in the private sector, and quite a high proportion of those are owned by overseas chains who are sending off 6% or 8% of the takings in order to provide the profit and sometimes more. And nobody's dealt with the issue of privatising community services, and yet I suspect that a lot of those people in some of these conservative low-income areas would be very interested to make sure that the local childcare service was one that was run by people they knew, that understood the area, that was geared towards the types of places and staffing that was needed for the particular children in that area, and not trying to squeeze everything so that they could send the profit off to their shareholders. You've got similar things with aged care. We have a Royal Commission on it at the moment. And what's come through quite clearly is that some of the worst providers are the people who are actually in the for-profit sector, Bupa for one. I don't think it is in England, but it certainly is here. We're trying to sort of cut the amount of money you spend on food and cut the amount of money you spend on staff and dose people up with tranquilizer so you need less staff and do various things of that sort, which are coming out as horror stories in that, is much more likely in an organization which is run for profit. So maybe we should do something about stopping that. So similarly to the childcare, children's services problem, we need governments to actually sort of control what goes on there, make sure there's appropriate staffing, make sure that they're located in areas of need, because one of the problems with childcare is they tend to be commercial ones are built in areas where there's cheap land. It doesn't matter that there don't happen to be a large number of children around in that area. You can always squeeze them out of the local other services, which are older and not nearly as pretty as the ones you put up cheaply on the industrial land that is available. So there's all sorts of nasties that go around when you start running things for profit. And privatisation irritates a hell of a lot of people, including a lot of people who are Labour voters. And yet you don't hear a peep out of them when you look at the fact that we've been selling off public lands, we've been selling off the post office, this is the various other things, so that people can't even see communal land that we own. They can't see the services that we run. They can't see those various other things. Wouldn't it be a good idea if we actually had social policies that looked at community cohesion, that made us feel good about where we were, that made us feel we owned the services that we needed to use in the local area? So I suggest the Labour Party and the Greens, they're not very good on some of this stuff too, and maybe even the Coalition, should start looking at what happens when people feel that they actually have some sense of ownership and entitlement at the community level, because things are run by people, for people, and not for profits. Try that one for the ALP and see whether your vote goes up.